founding mother, Eva Doyle.
My name is Eva M. Doyle. I'm a retired Buffalo teacher, historian for African and African American history for the past, I would say, a little more than 40 years.
Recently, Eva Doyle celebrated the 40th anniversary of her popular newspaper column, Eye on History, which runs in the oldest black newspaper in Western New York, the Buffalo Criterion.
One thing about the Eye on History column is truth. I must tell truth.
It was Doyle as a young teacher who pushed for the Buffalo Public Schools to adopt the idea of infusing African-American and African history and content in all public schools.
We have so many people in our history who have made sacrifice for the dignity, the freedom, and the equality of black folks.
During her teaching career, Doyle sought to fill a gap in the teaching curriculum by creating the most comprehensive black history exhibit, expanding two rooms for students and teachers at Campus West.
From day one, I wanted to do something to highlight African American history because it was not being done the way it should have been.
Doyle believes promoting self-awareness and pride through African American history will help students succeed in school.
We got to know our history.
In Erie County Historical Society Red Jacket Award winner, Doyle moves throughout Western New York lecturing year-round.
It was a black inventor named Lewis Howard Latimer who actually further developed the carbon filament that you see at the top of the bulb so that the lights that we have today, we can credit him the fact that our lights can stay and burn for hours and hours on end.
Mrs. Doyle, or Mother Doyle, as she is affectionately called, has written 12 books and is currently writing her dissertation as she posts daily to social media.
I think I have a lot of energy. I think I have more energy than probably the average person.
Eva Doyle is also a great-grandmother and once ran for the office of Lieutenant Governor. She drives a silver-blue Cadillac filled with educational materials and dresses with ethnic pride. Her self-financed Eye on History billboards tower over city streets featuring African-American pioneers.
She's an awesome woman.
She's loved by all, among them community supporter Lathanette Shine.
She's a trooper for God, a trooper for education, a trooper for minorities, a trooper for all people, races, creeds, and colors. She is it.
Late last year, Doyle, who is also a great-grandmother and a radio talk show host, suffered a stroke.
I couldn't speak. And I kept saying this to myself, how can this happen? I'm a speaker, I'm a lecturer, I'm a teacher, and I can't speak.
Somehow, she communicated, take her to the Gates Vascular Institute. Miraculously, 1 month later, Doyle made her first appearance since her stroke.
Eva Doyle.
Her granddaughter and mentee, Somalia, anxiously looked on as Doyle gave a three-hour presentation.
Her past illness that she just went through, and then she's still standing strong and continuing to do the work that she do for the community, just gave me a lot of motivation to make sure I'm the best that I can be.
Because I think God saved me for a reason. I really do believe that. He saved me for a reason.
Following doctor's orders, Doyle continues to fight for change while teaching us one more lesson. Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Sandy White.